Champ, Muscles, Strongman.
Wow.
Full ensemble tonight around the table, and I fucking love it.
Oh, my God. How's that for an intro?
Wow. Unbelievable.
Well, how are you going, Flaky? nice of us to greet. Nice of you to greet us with your presence tonight after just giving us the boot last Monday.
Yeah, I have been flaky, actually. I didn't rock up to your birthday on Saturday either.
Gave me the boot on Saturday as well.
So I've been actually terrible the last couple of weeks. I'm very sorry about that, boys.
That's okay.
I had a better invite last week, I will say.
Fantastic. Well, you did, actually. You were at the Norwood Best and Fairest.
No, it was the McGarry Medal.
Okay.
Thank you.
Fantastic. Well, you were at the McGarry Medal, and the Norwood Best and Fairest was on the weekend.
It was on the weekend.
And you were also at that.
Yes, I was.
Fantastic.
And then we won a prelim on the sad day, so that's why I was absolutely not coming to your birthday.
Yeah, fair enough.
And I'm ready to delve straight into that.
Incredible.
But anyway, I will just say, how is everyone going, Jaden? I want to hear about your day quickly.
It's been an awesome day. I've had an awesome Monday. Nah.
Because we've been waiting for an hour for you.
Yeah, look, I'm sorry. I'm a little bit late to the potty tonight, but yes, I had a bit of a nightmare every day. But look, we got there in the end and...
good boy. There it is.
Oh, gosh. Very good. A little bit of ASMR from Jaden.
Yeah, that's excellent.
So that is definitely needed the pirate life.
Yeah, Jaden's tracked his pirate life. We're all three quarters of the way through ours. Josh, how's is yours going down?
Mine's going down very, very well. Happy.
Beautiful.
Yes. How's is yours, Josh?
Yeah, well, it stumped me.
How are yours going down, Teeks? Just off the back of that sentence.
Beautifully.
Beautifully. Well, we've got a mouth-watering chat tonight, haven't we? I mean, Jaden, I think there's a puddle of dribble just on the table there because you're just drooling over the prospect of talking about Port going out in straight sets. So if you just want to tidy that up for us, that would be great.
I'll be nice.
No, that's good. Well, if there is any dribble on the table, there is a box of tissues that's holding our camera up tonight. So we have just gone all out. We've got all four of us for prelim final week. What do you think of this setup, Jaden? Just
awesome.
Quietly?
Yeah, good work. I'm loving how the hand sanitizer's made its way to me again. So that's awesome. And the jug of water as well. But wouldn't be a potty without the hand sanitizer,
nah,
right?
Well, Jaden, pour yourself a glass of water and let's get absolutely into it. Where do we want to start, boys?
All right, everyone. Now, Jaden, you were champed today by Teeks in the group chat, and we thought we better swiftly address that.
Yeah. And then you were champed off the top of the show.
I was, yes. Yep. Which just was a little untoward.
Yeah. Well, when I champed Jaden, I just thought, I'm bringing something to the show here with this.
Just went down real poorly on your end, didn't it, Jaden? You didn't like that at all?
Yeah, look, I wasn't really happy about the situation, that's for sure. Yeah, when I saw the message, I was like, oh, Jaden and champ, they go together.
You are a champ,
so,
though.
Yeah, but anyway, thanks, Teeks.
No worries. Well, as I just said, Jaden, off the mic, you had a tremendously busy day. How many match reports did you say you were going to do? 45,000.
I said in the message 45,000.
You said you were going to do 45,000. I can assure you
huge for
there
me.
Was not that many games of footy that happened around the country on Saturday.
You sure?
Well, there's a lot, but I don't think 45,000 would cut the mustard. Anyway, in between your 45,000... match reports, I knew I needed to send a message that would get some cut through. And it did, immediately.
Yes.
Didn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, so I got it through. Because you're here. And that's what we wanted.
I didn't have lunch today, but I had time to reply to your message. So.
Is that why you walked in with three bags of chocolate?
Yeah, that's my lunch.
You hate being champs, don't you?
Oh, that's not it's not the best thing, is it? Being champed?
No.
Does anyone like being champed?
I don't. I hate being... I've been called big man before.
Yeah.
And I hate that more because I'm not a big man.
No.
So when they're saying that to you, you just know that they are fully taking the mickey.
What would you prefer, like just being called thin man?
Just mate.
Mate. Or like, mate will do.
But don't call me pal either.
Pal?
I don't know if I like pal.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I get champed on the regular. There's a cafe near where I work that champs me every day on the way in. There's a bloke that works.
They don't like you.
Well, he does like me. We have great chats, but like he always starts it off with a "G'day, champ. How are you?"
How old is this guy?
I'd be in his 30s.
No, they don't like you. I'm sorry.
No,
I think
don't.
If you're in your 30s, you probably know the story behind a champing.
Probably.
And if he's delivering a champing to you regularly,
well, that's me done with that cafe then.
Yeah, I think I'm just a bit of bit of a change up there.
There's two things I'd like to address before we get off the top. So, Jaden, this outfit combination with the green striped jumper with the exact same colour combination on the T-shirt. Have you seen this, Tyler?
Yeah, I'm just looking at it now.
Isn't that amazing?
Was this orchestrated?
No. So actually this morning when I when I put my shirt on and I didn't even think about it, and Laurie actually said to me, "Jaden, you've got the same coloured shirt as you do rugby shirt." And I was like, "Oh, I didn't even know that."
No,
I was like, "I just didn't even think about it. Yeah, I chucked my Stussy shirt on and this rugby shirt as well." And
just a little brand drop as well.
That'll do. And so...
But we're not talking here like, you know, black and white. We are talking like bottle green.
I've never seen
maroon,
this combination in my life.
White and navy blue. And then that is repeated on the t-shirt on the inside.
It looks like you've pinched it straight off the mannequin at the store that sells things in sort of, here's what this looks like in the jumper version.
Yep.
And we'll put them together. And you've just said, nah, that is mine. And it's going home with me right now.
Yep.
Well done, Jaden. And shout out to Stussy.
Yeah.
Jaden's just repping them tonight. Yep. So.
And the other colour combination I'd really like to bring to the table is Josh and I. Clearly dressed by the same wardrobe today.
Yeah.
Just in an army green kind of style.
Army green. And then Tyler's just naturally the odd one out.
Naturally the odd one out, just in a colour not matching anyone else.
Plain white.
Incredible, plain white.
Yeah.
Just a bit of Nike Track Club Nike, there.
Yeah.
And Tyler, where's your hat?
On my head, unfortunately.
Where's your friend's hat?
I get horrible hat head.
I've got a bit of a change. I thought, I'll go to the trucker hat, that will do. So,
Trucker hat, there you go.
Tyler, I don't think I've ever seen you wear a hat.
No, when I run, I wear a hat.
Yeah,
that's right. They're a running hat though, so not your
running hat, running gloves,
running gloves, running hat, running socks. Yeah, all the gear. So.
Unbelievable.
I think we get stuck into the semi-finals that were on the weekend.
Yeah,
because I want to talk about first of all Melbourne. Mm. Are Melbourne finals chokers now?
Yes. Port and Melbourne.
So Melbourne, they've lost their last four finals in a row, and we'll get to Port soon, Josh. Don't you worry about that.
Yeah, we haven't forgotten about them.
You almost just ate the microphone then. Melbourne have lost their last four finals, straight sets last year and this year.
Yeah.
Kicked 9 goals, 17 on the weekend. Had the game there to be won and just couldn't get the job done.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on. I didn't watch the game. I was at the BNF on Friday night, so I'm not the first person to be able to talk about this, so I'll open this up to the floor. What do we think about this team, guys? Because I'll put my hand up and say I chained myself to their wagon this year. I said from about before the season started that they would win the flag, and I was steadfast on that because I thought that they would turn it around. But I thought they'd timed it beautifully. But some teams I feel like, and Melbourne's, well, clearly this team, they need to play bull at a gate all year. And obviously, last year they ran out of puff about, halfway through the season. This year they obviously timed their run, I thought, beautifully. But then they just couldn't get it. They couldn't switch back into finals footy, which is a really disappointing because, to me, they look like a dynasty team with some of the names in this lineup, and they just simply aren't at this point in time.
It's two wasted years, really.
Yeah, it is.
At the moment.
Absolutely it is.
Because when they won that flag in 2021, that list hasn't changed a great deal since then.
Actually got better.
Yeah, and they're still young enough to be playing in grand finals. Like, really, they should be playing in the grand final this year.
Yeah.
Collingwood are a great side. Brisbane are also a great side. So you're not guaranteed to win it every year. Grand finals are really hard to win. But to be bundled out in semi-finals in consecutive years, I just think it's a wasted 2 year period.
I feel like Melbourne, and that's why I've been so heavy on them this year, is because you win premierships based on your midfield and your defence, and they have got the two best of those two categories. Their forward line is just an absolute disaster.
It's a bit of a clusterfuck, isn't it?
It is a complete... They don't know what they're doing.
They don't have really a big target that I see. That's something, if I was in charge of Melbourne, I'd be chasing a key forward immediately. Someone that can convert, because you can't be kicking 9 goals, 17 expecting to win a semi, let alone a grand final. And that's 2 weeks in a row that they've pretty well shit the bed, kicked themselves out of a game.
Yeah.
You need good forwards to be able to convert for you. Like
Absolutely. You can only talk about what is in front of you, and they've gone straight sets. But they should have won both of these two games, in my opinion. So that's the thing, is if you do win one or two of these games, a lot of things are swept under the carpet. But their forward line has absolutely let them down. I'd be going after Ben King. like this year.
Yeah. Oh, I was just about to say.
Well, sorry, Jaden.
Same one.
I got
that's
there
okay.
first.
No, that's okay. But he can't really convert though, can he? He can't. He's a bit.
Oh, but he's a
miss. Oh, is that Max? I've probably got him mixed up here, but
it's Max, easy to.
Yeah. Yeah. Well.
No, I just think like, they haven't had a big figure in that forward line. I think he's the perfect one.
Yeah. I think they need a big target to go to, because when Fritsch missed that goal in the last quarter, you know, when you have those moments, you think that could be, this has all the makings to be an absolute shambles, yeah, and make a chokey, and that's what happened. Yeah. And I don't know if you want to go through the stages of them choking, the goal gone situation, and like.
Well, the previous week, I think I sent a message into our podcast chat that it was the worst, when they lost that first final to Collingwood, that was the worst set goal-kicking performance I've ever seen.
Yep.
And I absolutely back that in. I know that there have been games where, you know, goal-kicking's been, you know, poor and they miss goals from the goal square and whatnot. But when a final's on the line and you kick yourself out of a final, you know, North Melbourne did it in 98. And you just don't recover from that sort of thing. That's just it was just diabolical. 2 weeks in a row,
and just there was a lot of undisciplined acts that probably cost them the game as well. Like Keziah Pickett on Friday night, he was playing like a lunatic. Yeah, I think he had at least two or three of those moments that you shouldn't be doing in such an important game, because not only do you cost your team a goal. But you could cost yourself. Like, he was probably lucky to not get a week for that.
Well, especially after the Maynard incident, I don't see why he'd go out there and just play like an absolute parrot. Like, well, bumping, leaving the ground like he did at the start of the year.
Why are you bumping in a semi-final?
What are you doing?
At that point of the game, you're probably half thinking you could be in with playing a prelim.
Yeah.
Well, they were playing a prelim until 5 minutes to go.
Yeah.
I just don't understand. There's no doubt about that. The picking of Josh Shackey as the sub, I just don't understand that. They've just rattled themselves. Like, what are they doing with that selection? You know, they've picked a big man as their sub. They've got someone who's been the best ruckman in the competition, not even in the side. And then you pick a tall forward as the sub when your ruckman is sort of injured. It's like, just pick Grundy, or a midfielder that can have an impact. So they didn't even bring Shackey onto the ground. None of it made any sense to me at all.
I think the most alarming thing out of everything they did on Friday night was when Jack Viney, a leader of the club, decided to kick it straight to a Carlton man where he had Petrarca on, and they could have just kicked it forward. Petrarca kicked it forward, they would run, boundary line, stoppage, no worries at all. And it didn't help the situation that we needed Christian Petrarca.
And our multi.
One Petrarca disposal in the last 2 minutes, and somehow he could not touch the footy. So
me and Jaden were following that closely together, just messaging, and we both almost just passed away when that happened. That was just
I was actually staring at the TV for like 2 minutes, just like, what has just happened? Like,
just watching it drift. Gamble responsibly, of course, but we were just disappointed that could happen.
Yeah. Not good at all. But
interesting though, like, you know, they've been in the final series the last 3 years, and this is a great team that we're dealing with. Any team who wins a premiership is a great team. Well, they basically won that 2021 premiership based off 10 minutes of footy in the third quarter when they blew that grand final apart in 2021, and their finals performances have been dog shit ever since. So maybe it's a flash in the pan for them, which is a great waste of talent for mine.
Definitely. Yeah, definitely agree. Who did they lose to in the semi-final last year?
Brisbane,
yeah.
At the MCG?
Yep.
Yes.
So they've lost...
Was it the MCG? Was it the Gabba?
No. It was Brisbane. Like, last year when we went to straight sets, it was at the MCG.
They've lost four consecutive finals at the MCG then.
Yeah, because Lever...
I thought Brisbane couldn't win at the MCG.
Lever did a stupid...
No, they definitely did actually last year. Yeah, they've lost four consecutive finals at the MCG as well.
Unbelievable.
So it's not as though they've had...
Because Brisbane didn't make the top four last year, did they?
No, and they even were up at half-time Melbourne, I'm pretty sure, and they sort of choked in that one too. So
it's not as though they've had to travel in these final series and they've lost one at the Gabba and lost one at Optus Stadium. They've had four finals at the MCG in the last two seasons with a premiership list.
Funnily enough, they play very well in grand finals at Optus Stadium.
Yeah, maybe that's
team in history. Yeah. Actually,
they might request that next year.
maybe.
Can we relocate to Perth?
Yes. Well, I think we as a podcast might relocate to Adelaide Oval though right now, because that was
very smooth from you.
That was thank you because Adelaide Oval was the scene of
the crime.
Yeah, it was the scene of Port Adelaide's worst nightmare. that came to fruition.
It did, yes.
Josh, and you are a Port Adelaide mega fan. You bleed
was.
Teal. Yep. Or black and white, depending on prison bars. We know that, yep. And I kind of really wanted Port to win. I wanted to see them maybe run out in the prison bars against Collingwood and Eddie and Koshy just have a swear off. but so the Port Adelaide went down to the Giants by 23 points in the semi-final, as we know. Josh, I just want to ask you off the top. As a Port Adelaide fan, do you believe Port did the right thing by extending King Hinckley in August?
King Hinckley. I like that.
The King Hinckley. That was an accident.
I don't know. I've been thinking about this question all day because I thought it was going to come, and I'm probably going to contradict myself from things I've said on the podcast earlier in the year, but I do think it was probably too early to call it. I don't know why the August date was there.
They got themselves in an absolute twist.
Absolute conundrum.
Yeah. Why would you name a date?
Yes. In August. Yeah. Like, nothing's decided in August.
No.
Do you think they did that just because, you know, throughout the year they'd be like, oh, you know, they're going to re-sign him. They thought, okay, we'll set a date and then there's none of this talk. We'll just say we're going to do it this time. Maybe. No talk whatsoever, but there was still talk anyway. So.
Mm. Oh, and there's going to be talk all off-season. Like, there's still going to be talk about do we sack him?
The thing is, there's no rules anymore because Brett Ratten got sacked about 4 days after he signed a contract extension last year.
Look, I don't know. It's something's got to change. Obviously, I've been a huge Ken Hinckley advocate. And I really, really like him. Like I've said in the past, I think he's great for the football club. Yeah. Everyone loves him. Well, not everyone. Fans hate him, but players and staff love him. And I think he's a great mentor, coaching mentor, everything like that. But yeah, we've got to change some serious things around the place. Whether it's a shake up in the coaching department, if Carr sort of steps forward, or I don't really know how they're going to play it. But
yeah, I feel like the August date was almost, you know, it was something that was spoken about, you know, from a board point of view and then in the media. Mm. I feel like the players played to that August date as well.
Well, it did seem
it
that way.
It feels like that.
It was sort of the end of our 13-game winning streak and everything like that. Like,
Now our job's done.
Yes.
Well, it's fucking not.
No, it's just started.
Yeah. Josh, this is you might hate me here, but do Port play a finals brand of footy? Like, I feel like they appear that they do, but they play a finals brand of footy in round 12, and they have for a very long time. They've won a few finals, which you alerted me to before the break, so I'm not going with the they are straight sets champions, because you're in hitting distance of me right now.
Cozzy Pickett bumping distance.
Yeah, that's right, that's right. But I feel like they play a finals brand of footy until about round 12. And they get to where they need to go. They qualify for finals quite a lot. What do you think about that?
I don't know. Like, last year, obviously, we didn't make the finals. This year, it seemed very much like we were just tired. Very, very tired, exhausted. We had, and I know you can't blame injuries, but we had sort of injuries all throughout the year.
Yeah.
So we never really had a consistent team on the field. So things kept changing. But yeah, we really looked very, very just tired on Saturday, beaten up, and it was a bit the same in the Brisbane game as well.
Yeah. That's the thing is, like, it's so hard to, I guess, not go out in straight sets because you go up to Brisbane, it's a game you're not supposed to win, you get smashed, and then the team that, and you're completely bereft of confidence, you got to really turn that around straight away.
Yep.
The team that won the previous week was the Giants, and they are flying. So it's actually really difficult not to go out in straight sets in a way. You're coming up against a team that is on a roll, and you've just been embarrassed in a final. So it is tough, but that's where great teams are born, really, aren't they?
Yeah.
Well, the Giants are in many ways exactly what Port Adelaide aren't. They've got a new coach. They've got probably not a team filled with stars, but they are incredibly honest and tough competitors.
Yep.
And they had a poor majority of the season. They were out of the eight, and they were chasing the eight.
Well, they were 15th after round 15. Yeah,
and
something crazy.
They
like
scraped
that.
Their way into the finals. Yeah. So they were just hungrier and seemingly more energized at the right time of year. Coming to the Giants, they hold no fear to anyone at the moment. They are just incredible.
One of the craziest stats of this season, I reckon, I was just thinking about it on the way up, in the car, and Jaden, I hope you appreciate this, that three of the four prelim teams, their coach is in the second year of their, like within the second year of their tenure. It says a lot about changing it up, doesn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, no, well, that proof in the pudding there.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yep.
So, like, is it too late to get rid of, to give Ken the flick? I think it is because
yeah.
Port, you know, generally, I think, keep their word. And they are a great football club. I don't think they're going to go down the path of St Kilda last year, but just shows how powerful having a break from that tired message really is.
Yeah, no, for sure.
Well, if you are, you see the way that Adam Kingsley speaks to his players, behind the scenes stuff, GWS did their social media. It is unbelievable the way he speaks to his players. He's so like motivated. Yep, that's win contests and so hardcore about it. Then all of a sudden he's like, okay, have fun and just play footy. And like you saw him when they were 3-7, you would hate to be a stress ball because he was just pumping stress balls. Yeah. He was so stressed, but now he seems so much more relaxed.
Yeah.
And it's just, and that's probably that's the way they're playing their footy too. Is They're such a good team to watch when they're on as well.
Well, he tells them to go and have fun, and that's because he's having fun in the coach's box. Yeah. Like, and you look at what coaching does to a person, eventually it does wear them down. You look at, I just remember when Brendan Bolton took over the you know caretaker role at Hawthorn, then I think the next year became the coach of Carlton. When he did that press conference, and he was so cringeworthy, but he did those press conferences when he was the Hawthorn coach. He's like, oh, I love coaching, and he's bubbly, 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 and then 3 years later, he is just bereft of all enjoyment of the game. Well, you know, outside looking in. But that's what coaching does. And Ken Hinckley's been doing this for a decade now. And he must be worn out. And he's been, like, fighting for his job for the last, every year on end. Because, you know, the Port Adelaide faithful is ruthless.
Absolutely, yes.
So,
Adam Kingsley has to be coach of the year,
I think. It has to be. Yep.
Unless Michael Voss wins a flag with Carlton, then...
Well, I think it's out of those two. I mean, both teams were in a very similar position this year. I think almost Voss has done something more extraordinary during the season because they were playing dreadful football. Like, and they just completely changed their whole game plan after about round 15 and it's turned their whole season around. Mm. The Giants were playing good football since the start. And they just started, the wind started to come. So I don't know. I think it depends, those two, on who progresses further or who performs better in a prelim because prelims are not easy to win.
Definitely not. I think Adam Kingsley has just scared the Giants into a prelim just based on the absolute mammothness of the man.
I think he scares his t-shirts every time they look at him. That's for sure.
Incredible.
Fuck, those arms are just ginormous. Just
a massive man. Yeah. Incredible.
Absolutely.
Okay, everyone. So
just had to put the podcast on hold as Alicia had a pod over in this corner there.
Yeah, very important.
Welcome
business.
To the room, Alicia.
Cheers.
Tyler's beautiful girlfriend is here over from Sydney.
She certainly is.
Seeing some nice Adelaide weather.
Yes.
Gosh, that's a nice change, isn't
magnificent.
It?
And even in Woodside.
It's
very
substantially
rare.
Colder here than it was at home.
It's going to take a turn, though, isn't it, this week? I think it's going to plummet a little.
Oh, God.
Sorry just to bring it down on things.
Well,
But if anyone wasn't aware, Carlton have made it into a prelim.
Yes, I've heard.
And I think everyone would have heard because it's just been absolutely everywhere.
Yeah.
Carlton have been enormous, though, so credit where credit is due.
It is excellent. I know that you are off them because they beat Sydney.
realistically, we shouldn't have even been there.
Yeah.
You've
just opened the doors.
Oh, yes. Jaden, my Adelaide Crows friend.
Yeah.
Yep. Anyway.
So really this week the Crows should have been in.
Yeah. But that's what happens when the ninth place team makes the finals, isn't it? No, but I like when, you know, Melbourne came back into the finals in 2021 and Richmond in 2017 when they beat your mob, Jaden?
Yes.
Yeah.
Please don't remind me.
It does get very exciting when a big Melbourne club knocks on the door of finals again, and the Giant is unearthed, and it just is amazing how, I wouldn't say the fans just emerge from the darkness, because these fans are loyal as they come and very vocal, but it is great to see Carlton fans with a bit of a pep in their step, I feel. It's good for the game.
Definitely.
Because I'm sick of them whinging.
Yes, yeah. They do whinge quite
a
bit.
So I'm glad they're winning for a change.
My biggest question is, what does the AFL want? Because you can have a Collingwood versus Carlton grand final at a packed MCG, just mouth-watering, or they can have a GWS versus Brisbane grand final, which is just fantastic for the growth of the game.
Might as well play that one at Cambrai Oval, I think.
Cambrai?
Yeah.
Yep.
Cambrai or Canberra?
Cambrai.
Cambrai,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Fair enough. Yeah, near Manham.
Yeah, fair enough. I thought you made a bit of a boo-boo there. I thought you meant to say Canberra.
No, Cambrai. I meant Cambrai.
Fair enough, okay.
Yep.
Yeah, out in the sticks.
Yep, yeah. Sedan Cambrai Football Club, they won a flag recently.
Yes, they did, yeah.
Unlucky Jaden.
Yep, so, not Canberra.
Yeah, so it's going to be interesting. I think everyone would, as much as they, like people might, you might hate both teams.
I don't know.
But I think you'd still be very excited by the prospect of a Carlton and Collingwood grand final.
Yeah, I think that, well, obviously Carlton Collingwood would be absolutely epic. It would be an outstanding game, and I think the AFL would love that. The world would go insane for that. But I reckon they'd just be just as proud. Brisbane GWS, two expansion states. The AFL's baby in GWS, and the Brisbane Lions also turned their fortunes around recently. I think the AFL would be thrilled with that as well. Like from a story point of view, ticket sales would be challenging. But you never know.
First time since 2006, I think it too. It would be since two interstate teams played in the grand final, Sydney and West Coast. So I think it would be.
Take you'll know back. How that happened.
Yes, take me back. Yes. Yep. Definitely. Yep. Both won their prelims. shall we? I reckon we do a little quick whip around as far as tips are concerned. I'll happily start us off. I think Collingwood beat.
Thanks, mate.
No worries. I think Collingwood beat the Giants. Dacos locked in to return at home at the MCG. I just think they get it done. I just think it's a lot for the Giants to win 3 weeks in a row. I don't know if they're quite good enough to do that. Collingwood coming off the week off, get Dacos back. I think Collingwood just win that.
Yeah, I reckon Collingwood win. I reckon it'll be a pretty tight game until around the third quarter, and then I think Collingwood will put their foot down and do what they do. It would just be a mega effort for the Giants to win that game. I know that they can beat anyone anywhere, and they're not scared of playing Collingwood at the MCG, but that will just be out of control, that environment. We saw what happened to them on the MCG stage on a grand final. And they did get overwhelmed. I think they're better now. And I think that they really embrace being hated by the opposition.
Yeah.
And Toby Green loves this environment.
He thrives.
But I think from a football point of view, I think Collingwood will get the job done.
Definitely.
Well, Giants undefeated in prelims against Collingwood. So therefore I'll be going
at the MCG.
At the MCG. So I'll be jumping on the tsunami and... yeah, I'm going to say Giants by 8 points.
Yeah, right.
Late resurgence.
To match the amount of fans that will be there.
Exactly.
In
right,
orange.
Yes. So, no, I'm on the bandwagon. Giants by 8, I reckon.
I'm also jumping on the orange team.
Right. Thanks, Kelly.
That's all right. I think the Giants will win. I don't know. I've got that feeling. Yep. I think, pretty sure they're the last interstate teams to beat a Victorian team at the MCG in a prelim too. So they're the last team to do it in 2019, right, I think. So I think...
What about Sydney Giants beating Collingwood last year?
That was at the SCG, mate.
Oh, was it?
Oh, God.
Sorry.
There's the door. There's the door, mate. Just over your right shoulder.
But yeah, I reckon the Giants. I reckon they might get up.
You just should have champed me there.
I probably should.
Jaden, you took a comprehensive loss a few minutes ago when you tried to pull the wool over Texas' eyes. Just got your retribution there, so well done. Brisbane versus Carlton. I give Carlton zero chance in this game.
Do you?
I think Brisbane win that by 40 plus. I just think this is set up for Brisbane so well. Week off, at home. Carlton have ridden a wave of emotions over the first 2 weeks. So I just feel like they're going to be out of tickets. And I think Brisbane win that.
I don't know. I feel like Carlton could do... I reckon they can do it. I reckon they can. Harry Mackay.
So you're tipping Carlton?
I'm tipping Carlton to win.
Right.
I think I'm on them this year.
Do you reckon Harry Mackay will come back in?
I think he will, and I think Curnow is better when Harry's in the team.
Right.
I don't know. Like, I think they need them both in there because Harris Andrews and is it Jackson Payne?
Yeah.
They are two very good defenders. I think they need the additional tall forward to conquer that. And I think it will be definitely a war of attrition for Carlton. You know, Doherty and Akers are both a bit banged up. Hopefully Harry Mackay comes back in and has an impact because I think, bloody hell, he needs this. I reckon he could tear this prelim apart.
Definitely.
And boy, I would be so happy for him because he has been belted around by people in the media for a very long time.
Yep. Yeah, I'm going to go Brisbane quite convincingly, I think, and I hope. Yeah, I just think they're just an absolute powerhouse this year. I'd love to see them in. I reckon Zorko will get suspended.
Squirrel group?
Yeah, I reckon. Yep. Yeah, something like that or an eye gouge.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably strangle
an umpire
to death. Maybe strangle an umpire to death and, yeah, he'll get weeks. So he'll miss the grand final, unfortunately. But, yeah, Brisbane to win.
I'm going to go to Brisbane. Both teams haven't won a prelim final. Well, 2004 for Brisbane and 1999 for Carlton. But wow. I'm going to go for Brisbane quite convincingly. The last time Carlton actually played an interstate final was against you boys in 2013 when you did a number on them.
I think it's Trent Dennis Lane.
It's the fourth time that Brisbane's played Carlton in a final. Carlton's never won away against Brisbane in a final. So right. I reckon that trend's going to continue and I'm going to go for Brisbane.
Right. So I'm tipping the only one who's going for the Collingwood-Carlton grand final.
Yes, you are. Mm.
Do we want that? Do you want that? Carlton-Collingwood grand final?
I would love
to witness it,
yeah,
I reckon.
I think I do. Yeah.
Spectacle-wise, it would be great.
Oh,
but
yeah.
For sanity, I'd love to see anyone else.
But Melbourne's going to shut down for a week.
Well, we've heard so much over the years, especially people amongst our age demographic about Carlton and Collingwood being this incredible rivalry, but we've never really had the opportunity to see them both in big games.
Yeah.
And this rivalry was built off the back of big games.
Mm.
So I think, it'll definitely add another incredibly historic chapter in it.
Yeah, another thing that we just might not be able to talk about next week, so I'm going to say it now. Do you reckon, and I hope they don't do this, but Collingwood-Carlton, surely in a grand final, they both can't wear their traditional Guernseys. They look so fucking similar, and it absolutely shits me to tears that these two get an exemption from the AFL to look exactly the same, and it shits me.
That is a great point.
Thank you, Jaden.
That is...
But watch them be identical in the grand final next week.
It would be an absolute war if it's not. Yeah.
Oh, because it would be Carlton wearing their white Guernsey, which just wouldn't fly with the AFL and Carlton fans. So watch them just look identical.
Sorry, 2013 when Fremantle had to wear, you know...
They didn't have to. They chose to do that.
Richmond... Yeah.
Richmond, Adelaide. They don't clash.
Carlton Collingwood's worse.
Yeah.
Clash
that is the worst one in the AFL, but watch it happen. What do you think?
I think it... One of the two sides should have to wear their clash jersey.
It would have to be Carlton.
Oh, yeah, definitely. But now, moving forward, we need to chat a bit of Brownlow medal because that will have been won by the time next Monday rolls around. And we're not recording next Monday.
No, we're going to watch the Brownlow.
We are.
Imagine just trying to record next Monday and trying to just predict what's going to happen.
No, thanks.
Hours later.
Just nightmare. Nightmare fuel.
So we're removing ourselves from that situation.
We are. Are we going to go around and give a tip for the Brownlow? Or what's the... this was your idea, Teeks?
Yes, I am. I told you about this and then I forgot to tell the other boys in the room.
Fantastic.
To offer a Brownlow tip. I always find the Brownlow very interesting because I feel like finals... What was going on there?
Josh cracked his beer and I nearly spilled mine down my chin.
Because I was watching you nearly fall off your chair drinking that, and then there was another crack in the room. I'm like, what was that? Anyway, back to it. My tip's the Bont.
Yeah, I'm going to go the Bont as well. I reckon Battles will probably finish second or third, probably third. I think Dacos has pretty well got it locked in. Second, if not first, just because he's Nick Dacos. But, I reckon the Bont's, he's been so consistent all year, and he absolutely deserves it, I think. He's an absolute superstar.
He is.
Yeah, I reckon the Bont. I reckon he'll probably take it. Don't count out Petrarca. I don't know, Petrarca's a bit funny as well. Mm. But if the Bont gets it, or the first time, since 2008 that the Bulldog has won it. So
Adam Cooney,
yes, yes. From Keyman 2, Adam Cooney. So
is he actually?
Yes,
there
he
you
is.
Go. Good essay, yeah. lad.
Essay, lad. But yeah, I reckon the Bond.
You just mentioned him then. I think Petrarca might be in with the chance, to be honest. I know Dacos is the obvious one, up until at least he gets injured. Bond, Butters. But I think Petrarca, he keeps a lot of goals this year as well as a midfield, 28 goals. And you got to remember, Clayton Oliver was out for a large portion of the season, so we didn't have him stealing votes off him. Yep. Melbourne were winning a lot of games of footy. I think
Gorn was shit as well.
Yeah, I think he's in with a chance. I've got a little Ruffy here just to poll well.
I don't think Ruffy will vote well.
I'll be very surprised.
Gee,
if there's a rough head in there, I will be shocked.
A little cheapy from you. Not to winner, but to poll really well. Jack Sinclair. I think
he's
poll,
a jet.
He'll poll really well. Yep. I think he'll poll top five.
Yeah.
But yeah, he averaged 29 touches this year. Went over 70 by 4. I know the umpires are probably more got to pick a genuine midfielder.
Yeah.
But I think he'll poll pretty well.
Yeah. I'll be interested to see someone like there's always one that you think is going to poll well and then just polls shit.
Yeah.
I think Jordan Dawson's had an outstanding year, and I'll be interested whether he's someone that polls votes. Or they will just end up with like five.
I reckon the first five games will probably poll well. And then I reckon rounds 9 to 16 didn't do that right or something like that. But I actually reckon someone who could poll well, I'm not saying will win, but could poll is a bit of Tom Green maybe. From the Giants. Yeah. Like obviously they had that good run of wins and stuff, and he got a fair bit of the footy. And I'm not saying a fair bit of footy, you know, calculates for a win, but I still think that he's
well, Tom Mitchell won a chance. It.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's really an accumulator. Yep. First and foremost, and anything else.
Has Toby Green got any chance?
I reckon he'll poll.
But have the Giants won enough games during the regular season? It's probably the other thing. I know they just scraped into the A.
Well, the Bont, they didn't play finals.
That's a fair point.
Yeah. Toby's been a good boy.
I think
boy
the umpire's
too,
probably...
He has been a very nice boy.
The Bont is he's a vote getter.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's the other thing, isn't it?
But Liberatore's had such a good year as well, so stealing a few. We will find out next Monday, won't we?
We certainly will.
One thing I just want to touch on, finally, before we move on from footy. Passing of Ron Barassi is obviously very sad. 254 games as a player, 515 as a coach, 6 flags, Hall of Famer, just an absolute proper champion. I think it's time to rename the Premiership Cup. After the great Ron Barassi. What do we think about that?
Yeah, I like it. Yeah. I think that's pretty fitting.
Yeah. I heard 3 options that the AFL was actually looking into today. It's the Premiership Cup, Premiership Medals, or AFL House, which I don't like at all, called Barassi House. I don't like that because AFL House is not always spoken about in the most glowing of terms, so I don't want his name to be gone through the mud at all, but I think the Premiership Cup.
Cup's fitting, isn't it?
I think he's won 10 premierships as player and coach. That is just absolutely friggin' unbelievable.
Yeah, I think that should definitely happen. Yeah. A perfect way to honour a legend.
Yep.
Yeah.
Also, should we on that similar topic, Kevin Cowboy Neil will be sadly missed by many as well, and obviously condolences to that family as well. So a couple of passings of iconic AFL names over a huge weekend of AFL footy. So, yes. Okay, fellas, we're at the midway point of the show, and this is where we normally thank our glorious sponsor.
Normally, but not today.
Okay, well... Yep. Okay. No worries. Anything further to add then, or just
we
clip
to
Johnny? Okay.
Well, I might thank him.
Oh, thank you, Josh.
Yeah, that'd be good. Can you please? You've got first-hand experience.
Thank him for us.
Yeah, I'd love to thank Johnny from Ray White, Adelaide Hills. Thanks for letting us record in his wonderful lair here. But no, he is the man, and he will get the job done for you, no matter if anyone wants that house. You're going to get it.
You are.
That's what he said to me.
He said, if you want it hard enough, you'll just get it.
And he said, these people want it, but not as much as you do. And you're my man.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
And the secret is you just have to pay a bit more than them.
Exactly right. Yep. Yeah. And boy, did I. But couldn't be happier. No, Johnny, he's the man. Mm. Look him up. Search him in the bio on Innuendo. And
Josh, now you've got your very own pile of mud.
Yeah, I'm never building a house there, unfortunately. But hey, the hard work.
You've got the blocks, though.
Yeah,
this has been an incredible sell. Jaden, anything to add to this? Really?
Are you going to say?
No, we actually do love Johnny. He's a beautiful man. Details are in our bio on Instagram.
Definitely.
And he's a weapon and a great sponsor and a better real estate agent. Johnny Zealy, Rewa Adelaide Hills.
Thank you,
Johnny.
All right, everyone. So moving away from the world of AFL,
yes,
I do want to touch on the Singapore Grand Prix last night in Formula One land.
Shall we go to a vote on whether we want to hear this?
Innuendo official.
Yeah, because we've got a quorum tonight. The full four of the Innuendo Council are in session.
Yes.
So hands up if you want to hear Tyler's F1 jibber.
Thanks, Jay.
No, that's a hung vote, and because I'm the chair... I'm overturning. Josh.
Yep. Hang on a second.
Aaron Rodgers.
Are you fucking
Ashley,
for real?
Hang on. I reckon Alicia put her hand up
too.
Thank you,
Alicia.
Alicia.
Oh, no.
You just sit there and behave yourself.
That's why she's never invited. So, shit like this all the time.
So Carlos Sainz won the race for Ferrari last night.
Chat against yourselves, boys.
How about you just be respectful? Now, I am sitting here and I am pledging all Australians to declare their support for Oscar Piastri. What are you doing?
I'm listening.
This is a 22-year-old kid that is just incredible.
Mm.
He started 17th last night for McLaren, made up 10 places and finished 7th.
Yeah.
And he is a future world champion.
Wow.
And when he wins the world championship in 5 years' time, you'll be thinking it's the best thing ever.
Yeah, okay.
So I just think that all Australians out there really need to get behind Oscar Piastri because he is a fucking superstar.
Well, I'm a big Oscar man, as we know.
Are you?
Yes. Yeah. He's good. He's the young motorbike rider, isn't he? Who's the...
Fuck me.
That's Casey Stoner.
Casey Stoner.
Yeah.
That's right.
Did I get that right?
Yes. Yeah. He was retired about 10 years ago.
Sweet.
But fantastic young athlete, Oscar Piastri, and watch him.
Yeah.
He's one for the future. Yeah. And now, really, he's already...
What happened in this Singapore?
Oh, I just told you, Carlos Sainz won for Ferrari, and Max didn't win.
And Oscar finished 7th.
Yes.
Yeah, yep. Okay, so we are just celebrating Oscar tonight.
Unbelievable, the shit I have to deal with here.
Well,
you're going to talk about some... NFL riffraff and all golf shit.
I am actually.
And I'm going to sit here and have to cop that.
Let's go to a vote.
Go on.
Who wants to hear about Aaron Rodgers? Alicia? Yep. Thank you.
Oh, that's a downward.
Hand was up.
Opposite day.
All right. Yep. So that's three.
Aaron Rodgers broke his ankle or something.
Oh. No, he did his Achilles.
I'm actually interested, Josh.
Yep.
Yep. Oh, thank you. Okay.
So you voted this way, Jaden.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah,
2.5.
I feel bad for Tyler, though.
What are you fucking doing, Jaden?
Well, I knew that you weren't going to vote, and I felt bad if I did, so...
Oh, don't even. Let's go. All right, next.
Has anyone had a worse debut game than Aaron Rodgers for the Jets the other week? Fucking hell.
A worse debut game for the Jets, or a worse debut game than Aaron Rodgers for the Jets?
Well, both.
Okay. I don't know. That was shocking.
He lasted 4 minutes.
Must be nice.
Well, you never know what happens in those little blue tents, do they?
No. Wow. Very impressive. Yeah, no, that is for such hype in the off-season. And feels like he's been wanting to move for about the last 16 years. Yeah. But, yeah, what a way.
So he's come straight from the Packers, hasn't he?
Yep.
Yeah.
And then it very well could be career over.
Yes.
Essentially, like he's 96 years old.
That's sad.
He's played four snaps for the Jets. And that is potentially all they've spent all these millions of dollars to turn their life around. This is what poor organisations do, though, isn't it? Like, that is a desperate act.
Oh, it's just...
39 years old, and he's your big white hope.
Yeah, well, can you compare it to Tampa getting Brady? Like, I know, obviously, they went to win a Super Bowl. But
Tom Brady is Tom Brady.
Yeah.
you're not going to say no to Aaron Rodgers, but also, like... I don't know. I don't think he was going to win them a Super Bowl.
No.
It's a very unusual situation. It was like Adelaide going for Wayne Carey. We know how that turned out. Like they were done. I just don't get it. I think Marlon Pickett's debut was the best best debut in the history of debut games, almost winning a Norm Smith. This would have to be the worst.
My debut for Mount Barker was pretty good.
That was better than Aaron Rodgers.
Yep, I lasted about all of probably 3 minutes. Yeah,
but it was triumphant.
It was. I got knocked out.
And we lost by about 90 points.
I got Cozzy picketed.
You did, and we still talk about it.
Yeah, the best thing that's ever happened to me.
Yeah, absolutely. Just finally, my Seahawks, they beat the Lions today. And Geno Smith basically just got told to sit down and shut the fuck up by the referee.
It's the best thing I reckon I've ever seen.
Was absolutely terrific. So Geno was very unhappy that a flag was called on his play. And he went up to remonstrate with the referee, who was talking into his microphone. And the referee just said to Geno, "I'm talking to America right now."
I'll have to put you on hold.
You'll just have to go and get on with your day, I'm afraid, young man. And then we won, which is very good.
Cop that, Geno.
Yeah. Anything else?
My 49ers had a good win today against the Rams, which is always good. It's as good as beating the Crows. As
which you guys don't really do anymore.
No, that's why I'm more heavily. No, we're never going to beat the Crows again. Who am I kidding? No, we're looking the goods. Christian McCaffrey's looking like an absolute beast. Brock Purdy in his first season as a starter is looking the goods.
The poo man.
They've put all their faith into him, which is incredible. Trey Lance gone. Garoppolo gone. 22-year-old Purdy or whatever he is.
Where did Trey Lance end up?
He ended up at the Cowboys. Oh, my God. Rivals.
All right, so we have an absolute plethora of general gear to get through, and that is thanks to your good self, Tex, because you've just been accumulating it.
I have. Obviously wasn't here last week, and I just would like the floor because I've got all 2 weeks worth of general shit.
Okay. Fantastic.
So, yeah.
Well, hopefully it isn't shit.
Hopefully. We'll never know. So how long do I have? I'm just going to run.
Just run with it.
Tyler, you're involved with this first one. And I'd like to ask you boys a question, actually. Alicia, you can chime in too if you'd like. Public makeout sessions, like PDAs, we witnessed one of the great ones, didn't we, Tyler, last Tuesday? God. Tuesday, 4 p.m. in a pub.
Prime time. Sun's out.
Sun's out. This was before me and you went to distribute the big check for the footy tipping winner to Randall. And we had a bowl of chips and a beer.
Yep, in the beer garden.
In the beer garden
terrain, sun out, just beautiful day. For all to see.
Yep. And these two over in the corner were just going absolutely hammer and tongs.
And probably in their mid-30s, I reckon.
Yeah, I reckon pushing 40. I reckon they were into their 40s.
Old enough to know better.
Old enough to know better. And it was just, it made me feel rather uncomfortable.
Just incredible. And I love love.
Yeah.
Like, I really love love. But that was just too much for my eyes.
Yeah.
That really was. And, like, I don't know. Like, how do you boys go in the kissing department? throw a bit of tongue down or do you just kind of ease into it? Because regardless of what you do, you just do not do it in public, surely.
Yeah, no. I'm big on sort of some, forms of PDA, but I certainly won't chuck my tongue down and throat in public.
No.
I think that's a
certainly
bit aggressive.
Certainly not.
I would have a divorce coming my way if that was happening in our love life.
We were uncomfortable, weren't we?
Yeah. We were either...
We couldn't even look at each other.
No, I just didn't know what to do. I started just I don't know.
Yeah.
We were so lost and confused, weren't we? Tyler and I nearly got into it, didn't we? Just to feel involved.
It felt weird not to be doing it. So,
Jaden, is this what you and Laurie generally get up to?
No, definitely not in public. No, definitely not in public, that's for sure.
They simply shouldn't be allowed. And they went off together half an hour later and went off pretty swiftly.
Yeah.
It was the type of thing. There's a bed somewhere that's waiting for you and it's not fucking here.
No, well, maybe it was out the back, just in the bottle-o. Who knows? Right. Just on the top of a few slabs.
I hope there wasn't a furniture place.
Just getting
some couch or bed or
just dreamland.
Well, you do have to test it out before you buy.
Went to the gym across the road and started doing it on the yoga mats. I heard.
Yeah, God,
absolutely unbelievable. I just did not like that at 4 o'clock on a Wednesday. You know. pub. I think pub stands for public house.
Yep.
And public, you do not do that in public. No. I do not like that at all. That unless you're at the top floor of the wall shed, then it's okay.
Yeah.
That is only the only place where you can sort of get by doing that sort of gear.
That's just entry level stuff. At the top floor of the wall shed. That's just not even scratching the surface.
Oh no, that doesn't even count.
God,
absolutely.
It's weird not to be doing that.
Tyler, I'd like to unpack this next thing here. You and I were in the depth of despair last time I was on the podcast.
Yeah.
We had to go for a beer at the Bedford. I'm just putting it out in public.
We did, yeah. The local establishment on the main street, the Bedford Hotel. Yeah. Jaden, you're neck of the woods,
I believe. You mentioned last week. Yeah.
Have you had a beer in there before? Because it's quite a fucking experience, let me tell you.
Yeah, I had a few a few beers. Actually, the last time I went there was late on a Saturday night. Had a couple. Anyway, and we want to get some takeaways. And we actually, you know, obviously just get a six-pack of... We've got red tins.
Yeah.
And we actually got a bag of red tins. Plastic bag of red tins. Nice. So just chucked them in the plastic bag. And
fucking
a bag of beers.
The Bedford in Bali.
I thought I was at the takeaway. But yeah, so just...
Like a shopping bag, like a takeaway bag. Like a white
plastic bag of...
10 cents?
Red tins. Just... Yeah, I think so. Yeah. Yeah. And so we're just walking home with my bag of red tins.
That's not on. It's
just incredible, Jay.
Yes. That was an interesting experience, but...
You can't be doing that. But... We had a bit of a D&M over there, didn't we, Tyler? We were trying to get ourselves back on track, and I think we have. We've introduced two new boys to the podcast.
Just soul searching.
Every week you'd better be here, Jaden. And we almost saw a fist fight, didn't we?
Oh, it was just incredible. It's a real fly on the wall kind of scenario.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. About the Crow score review.
Yep, which was about 3 weeks old news at the time. And seemed like it just reached ears.
But the man over that was pouring the beers and someone else, clearly a regular, were about to come to blows.
Yeah, it was incredible.
Monday night, this was.
It really was. And I do really love just country pubs.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, they're fantastic places.
And we're relatively civilised here in Woodside, but still got that very country element to it. Yes. And this old fella sitting at the bar with his partner. He's probably, I don't know, late 60s, early 70s.
Yep, no PDA there.
No PDA there.
That would have just sent me
flying.
And
he's been sitting next to this bloke, probably about 2 metres away from each other for at least the length of time we were in there, which had been about 15 minutes.
Yeah.
And he has a sip of his beer and turns to his right and goes, "Roger, how long have you been here, mate?" And Roger goes, "I've been here the whole night, you dickhead." And I just thought, how good.
How long have you been here?
How good. Country pubs, just incredible. And I don't know if his name was Roger.
Oh, it doesn't
sounded
matter.
Good.
Yeah. The other thing that I found interesting from over there, this was a very eventful 30-minute window. But I've never seen a beer poured like this before. You know how you pour a beer and they sort of go on and off and they level it out and it just gets a nice head? Well, this bloke, he just turned the tap on, put the beer cup under there, and it was just overflowing. Obviously, it's done, so the head doesn't get too big. Well, it was just head city in there.
Sounds like the feathers as well.
It was, Yeah, well, it's just quite unbelievable sort of stuff.
Incredible.
Now, Tyler, I hear you're taking up cycling. That sounds horrible.
Cycling? Well, you're a cyclist.
No, my cycling days are done.
That your cycling days lasted a fortnight.
Yeah, literally two rides.
Yeah, right. You know, I think I would like to do that when I'm older.
Yeah, that sounds shit.
Okay. Well, I don't know why you've brought that up.
It was just something I heard when I was editing the podcast last week.
Interesting.
No, well, my opinion hasn't changed because on Sunday I was stuck from Barrister's Block in Woodside until Oakbank Area School behind a pack of cyclists.
Oh, no.
And I was probably, I'd say, at least 30 cars back. And every car that went around this group of cyclists, the cyclists were, like, pointing and chanting as if to abuse the cars.
Oh, right.
So I'm well off them.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. So they were owning that road.
Yeah.
And I'm not for it.
We don't do that.
The road.
So find another hobby, please, Tyler.
You don't like cycling either, do you, Jaden?
Sorry?
You don't really, not a cycling man?
No, not really. Not a fan of all. Fan at all. And actually, on the way to Cuddly Creek Saturday.
Oh, you do some miles?
Yeah. yes. And
what were you doing in Cuddly Creek?
I was on the way to Kersbrook.
Right.
For the country division grand final. So Yeah, and there was about 45,000 cyclists.
45,000?
That's 45,000 cyclists, 45,000 stories today.
It's incredible. Yeah. You've had a big weekend.
Jeepers.
What are we going for a run, Jaden, as well?
Yeah, we should, eh? Yeah. I actually thought about it.
You're always ducking and weaving at me.
If any mention of Strava, I'm just going to fly the fuck out of here.
About 2 years ago, and I have not yet joined Strava, so I have won that battle.
Wow.
I love Strava. I am a slut Strava. I'm a Strava slut. I fucking love it. If it doesn't count unless it's on Strava.
Yes.
Anyway, as you were.
Yes. Another beer thing that I would like to mention. Same day that we were just involved in the PDA issue at the Feathers. One thing that is integral that needs to happen if you're a bartender and there are two beers on the bench, the bartender needs to clarify what beer is which. And when this doesn't happen, it drives me insane. Because we ordered a Stone and Wood and I think it was a Pirate Life.
South Coast, yeah.
Yes, which we're drinking right now. Fantastic beers.
Yeah, really, but, really good.
But they look the same, don't they?
In the glass, they look very similar.
Yes,
yeah,
not in the can, thank you.
No. They look very similar, but I don't think you can lose in that scenario because they're both very good beers.
No, but what if there is the exclusive Stone and Wood drinkers out there and they had a little sip of... Because you bought them back and you're like, I don't know what is what.
Yeah.
And I just think that if I'm going to the trouble of ordering specifically this beer, I want to know that I'm drinking that beer.
Yeah, that's fair. That's a fair call.
Because I like both. It wasn't a problem because we do like either or. But what do you think about that?
Sounds like you need to pay more attention, I think.
It was this guy.
You need to pay more attention.
Just looking at my eyes hadn't moved from the corner of the beer garden. Glued to the makeout sesh. Yep.
Yeah.
No, that's fair.
Yeah. That was just had me fixated. So that's what happened there.
What are we drinking at the minute? I'm
drinking a South Coast Pale.
Yeah, but what's our favourite beers right now?
This.
It's changing regularly.
It's either this or, as I said last week, it's heating up again and I'm missing barley. So Bintang's at the moment.
Yeah.
Been big on Stone and Wood over the winter, and that's actually on tap at Adelaide Oval, which I spent a fair bit
so
of time.
So good,
on.
Hey.
Just about to say, there's nothing beats a Stone and Wood at Adelaide Oval. Pint.
Yeah, it's the best.
Unreal.
Yeah,
fantastic. Well, obviously working at Cooper's Stadium, all Cooper's products are fantastic.
Definitely.
Cooper's Session Ale for mine, or a Pirate Life. I do love a mismatch as well.
Yes, absolutely.
Absolutely terrific.
Where to next, Captain?
Well,
Champ.
Yeah, Champ.
I got the call up to the McGarry Medal last week, right? Got the call up at 2 p.m. for this thing. Started at 6. It's a black tie event.
And I gave you the all clear.
You did give me...
checked with me.
Yes, and I'm very sorry for missing it.
You can go.
I did have to ring you first. Anyway, our CEO asked me to go. I was his date.
Yeah.
And...
We actually...
Yes.
Oh, fantastic.
Yes. He said...
well done.
Please come along. No PDA required there, but it was all good. So, it's a black tie event. And I said, it's in 3 hours and I don't have a black tie or a black suit. So I said, will I be okay in my navy suit, which I wore for my wedding day? So I've slipped that back on. And he's like, absolutely no worries. People wear all sorts to this thing. I'm just like, okay, all right, I'm feeling all right. He says, it's not that formal. I get there. Every single man was wearing a black suit, black tie, black shoes, white shirt. And I'm in blue suit, blue tie, brown shoes and a white shirt. And I'm just feeling ordinary about this.
Don't you hate that?
Yeah. Like, you know the suit I'm talking about.
Yeah.
You boys would know what I'm talking
Absolutely.
About. I looked sexy in that thing.
You did, yes.
But, and honestly, if I hadn't have got married... 6 months ago, I wouldn't have had anything to wear. I just would not have been able to go.
Yeah, true.
Anyway, the CEO said, no, you'll be all right. And then I just simply wasn't all right.
That would have been horrific.
Well, yeah. In fairness, were the women there, were they wearing black?
No, women can wear whatever hell they want.
You were his date, so that's a free pass.
That's true.
There you go.
That is true. That is,
it's all good.
That is true. I mean, once we got inside, it was quite dark in there and it didn't really matter. But boy, did I make a first impression.
That's hilarious.
That's what
front,
you want.
And I'm out the front of the room and I'm standing there. I'm the only person wearing blue.
People would have been thinking, who the fuck does this guy think he is? That is elite. Yeah. You put that in the run sheet and you said dress code gone wrong. And I couldn't really think of a great deal off the top of my head, but there was this one specific moment where I was handing out job applications as a youngster.
Yes.
And I went into Peter Shearer wearing just trackies and a T-shirt.
Trackie, this is how you're putting your best foot forward.
Well, I was just chucking a resume. I was only young at the time. Yep. I think I was about 17.
Were you six?
Still wet behind the ears. And I was wearing trackies and a T-shirt and I got told that if I wanted to be taken seriously, I should have worn a suit.
Wow.
So I just walked out of there like a pebble. Just horrible. Right,
and you had to return there when we were trying our wedding gear on.
Yes, I never saw that man again, which was good. But just got just severely smacked around the ears and just almost packed it all in and gave up. That hit me for success. That's all I could think of, yeah.
Is that when you got the job at Cheapest Chips?
Yeah, I think
they
I think
liked the tracksuit situation.
That's where my next from. Spot. Yeah.
Yeah. Right, Jay, they just think, boy, this boy needs a leg up.
Yeah, so not ideal.
Wow.
I feel like you'd have one, Josh.
I can't think of any. I know I've worn some bad outfits. Like a big one I used to wear was when I was at Kmart. Worked there for a few years in my younger days, and I was the back dock manager, and I was about 15, 16, something like that. And I used to rock around in steel cap boots and these really short, like short shorts, but they were pink, like salmon.
Oh, God.
I thought I was cool as shit, but looking back on that.
Why on earth would you do that?
I don't know. Maybe I was going through some things or I don't know. I just thought this new title of back dock manager.
Mm. Not good things.
But it doesn't, it certainly didn't work. Yep. And I regret every second of that. So.
And Jaden, your wardrobe malfunction is just simply today.
Okay, thanks.
I winked at him a second ago because I was going to say the same thing. I thought I'd soften the blow.
Thanks.
And then you've just gone for it.
Just gone for
well
it.
Well played. No. Very
I was absolutely copper here.
No, honestly. Do you have one?
Mine's actually overdressing for something. Not
right.
Underdressing.
Oh, okay. Yep. El Suavo.
Went to a pub crawl and I was going to a 21st after as well. But so I thought I'll wear a button up and chinos and whatever.
Yeah.
And just Vans and stuff. And yeah, I was very overdressed compared to everyone else. So, everyone else is just wearing, somebody was wearing tracksuit pants and a hoodie.
Mm.
Another person was, virtually wearing Crocs. Crocs and stuff. And so that wasn't very good because I felt so overdressed. Having coats on and everything. And there's me with my button up. But is it better to be overdressed and underdressed?
Well, Jaden, if there's someone wearing Crocs at the party, you are definitely in the better position than them. Don't worry, Crocs are terrible.
Yeah.
Do we have an opinion on Crocs around this table? I hate them.
I've never.
They actually
never
had socks on too.
Crocs and socks.
Socks with the Crocs.
Oh dear.
So
no, yeah. I'm not really a Crocs operator to be honest.
You don't look like one.
I was probably late to the Birks game as well. Yeah.
Birks are unbelievable. Do you have Birks, Josh?
No, I've never slipped
really.
On
you look like socks. A Birks man.
No, I've got the thongs, but they're like real dad thongs. They got the thick leather band, the customs, and it's like you're walking on a cloud.
Do they have a bottle opener on the inside of
them?
They
do not, but I'm actually in need of a new pair of thongs.
Will you be going for the Archies? They're all the rage.
I actually am tempted to go Birks because I usually stay about 5 or 6 years behind the trend, so when Birks are out.
Just go some from Dunlop Volleys, I think.
I used to love a Dunlop Volley. Yeah.
Fantastic. Unbelievable. Well, Josh, actually, it made me think. You know Josh Penny?
I do, yep.
Yes, we were talking to Josh Penny just a few weeks ago, weren't we?
We were. That was the most confusing conversation ever.
Yeah, three Joshes. Unbelievable. Well, Josh Penny, he wore to Elle's, I think it was either an 18th or a 21st. He had to go to another party, which was a themed party straight after.
Awesome.
Elle's, I think it was her 18th actually at her place. And he came dressed in theme to Elle's party. But it was like he came dressed in a full-on German outfit. But looked completely at ease.
That's incredible. Yeah.
Was incredible indeed. Now, I heard, I saw something the other day. There's a lot of sayings that go around.
Yes.
Throw in the towel. Are you aware of the origin of that saying?
It's boxing, isn't it?
It is boxing.
Yeah.
I saw it happen the other day. In a boxing match, it was on at the pub. I was just like, hang on. I think someone's just thrown in the towel. And that is exactly what it means.
You didn't know that?
No.
You didn't know that's where it originated?
Well, I knew that it, they've given up. But I was just like, I've seen someone actually throw in the towel.
Yeah.
Yep. Am I the only one that didn't
know
that?
Have you ever watched Rocky? The Rocky movies?
No. Yeah, anyway, there we go.
Yeah, well, honestly, I'm shocked by that.
Mm.
Because, well, I mean, if I hadn't watched any Rocky films, then I probably wouldn't know either.
Yeah, okay.
Rocky 3, I won't spoil it for you. But, yes, some tower throwing definitely needs to happen.
Do you guys know
any
terms that you just only recently found out about? Or is that just you haven't looked into my... what I told you to get prepared for, clearly.
I looked at everything else and then I just got sick of it, I think.
I don't think that was on the run sheet.
It was on the run sheet, I promise.
I mean, the Facebook message we all received.
Yeah, that was our run sheet.
That was our loose run sheet. Should we get to some feedback we received during the week before we wrap up?
Yeah, absolutely. Jesus.
We got a couple regarding Port Adelaide.
Oh, God.
And we had one from Eli and he said, if Port Adelaide don't make a grand final, you couldn't possibly be okay with this year.
Mm-hmm.
So Eli clearly would not be okay with this year, like many others.
Yeah.
We had Levs say, I think by their 13 win streak, Port are the worst third place team of the modern era.
Well, that's a massive
That's strong.
Call.
And when you say bar their 13 win streak.
Yeah, so what's that leave you? Six games? Seven?
Unfortunately, you can't bar it because it's 13 games of the year.
It actually happened.
Yeah.
Yeah. Randall said, regarding Port again, a lot of feedback from Port this week. Burnout after 13 wins, injuries, and putting players in other positions to fill the void has ruined team cohesion. So Randall was pretty strong on that.
Agree with that.
Yeah.
Randall.
Yeah, so...
Well, Ollie Wand is playing out in the wing at the minute. He's not a wingman.
Not a winger.
Came out the other day and said that this was his worst season since he's been in the AFL. He has that on record, so... Poor old Wall is, he's hurting a bit, but he'll be captain next year, which is great. So,
do you think he will?
I reckon it will be, well, I think that was sort of what kept him at the club a few years ago.
Yes.
I reckon it will be probably Wines, Rosie and Pau Pepper, I reckon will probably step up, I believe.
No, they can't do co-captains again, I'm afraid.
I will not be a supporter of that. I hate that so much.
I hate all co-captains.
Yeah,
thanks.
Except for the Greens.
Sydney do it well, though, may I add.
Oh, God. Half their team's a bloody captain.
We do it well at the Swans.
Yeah, 3 in 1 year.
Yeah, they had 4 in 1 year, didn't they, at one point?
I think we won the flag when we had 3.
I reckon I was a captain 1 year.
Yeah, right. We're co-captains here at Innuendo.
Yeah.
But, we seem to go all right.
But yeah, I guess we do.
Yeah, there you go. So
maybe that's the difference.
On that. Maybe that's why we're so shit.
We need to decide.
Yeah, okay.
You can be the captain.
Oh, thanks.
You set everything up and pack everything down.
I'll be deputy vice captain.
Not sure if I want that role. Yeah.
No, you're the captain.
If we had a coach to fire, he'd be gone.
Oh,
he?
Absolutely.
Hung out to dry.
Yeah. That's why you two boys are here.
Yep. Right, eh?
We're looking for someone to throw under the bus.
Well, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
I think I contribute the least, so chuck me under.
No. But we need a big figure.
Okay.
Jaden, you're out.
Yeah, I've been thrown under the bus a couple of times.
Jaden would be the coach, actually. Maybe Johnny's the coach.
Johnny, yes. We need to get to Johnny.
Yeah, we can't throw him under the bus, though. He's our guy.
He is our guy, yep. He's been your guy, hasn't he?
He has been my guy, yep.
Jaden, he might be your guy in the future. You never know. Yes. What a man. And he is housing us again tonight here at Ray White Woodside.
Yeah.
And he can look after you, don't worry.
Yeah, absolutely.
He's a real estate agent, may I add, just to clarify.
My general chat was just so epic, I've completely run out of steam.
Okay, so I'll finish off on Johnny.
I don't have time for Johnny, I'm afraid.
Johnny is a real estate agent here in the Adelaide Hills, and he's our sponsor.
Yep.
And he's a tremendous individual. We're lucky enough to record here at Ray White Woodside. And go to our Instagram page, access the link in our bio. You can contact Johnny. He'll help you out with all your buying and selling needs in the Adelaide Hills.
You've done that beautifully.
He is just a weapon of a man.
Yeah.
On you, Johnny.
Yeah. Thanks, guys.
On Johnny.
Are we done?
I think we're done, yeah.
That
I think
was
we've
a bit
had
of
enough
fun tonight, boys, wasn't
yeah,
it?
Good footy chat. I think it's going to be obviously a huge weekend. We'll be chatting grand final next week.
Yeah.
And everyone that's listened, thank you. Yeah. And take care. And you too, Josh and Jaden and Teeks.
Yep.
Thanks for having us.
Yes, thanks
just look
for having
after
us.
Yourself.
We will.
Righto. Have a good week, boys.
Have a good week.
Yeah, fantastic. You. Come on, boys. Finish with a bit more gusto
than
that.
Hey, have a good week, boys.
See you later.
Get around.
Bye.